Good afternoon, and thank you for coming to my presentation. The topic I'm going to present today is an overview for the application of Facebook marketing in florist industry in the case of Taiwan. And I'm the presenter, Li Chen Huang, and Ms. Li Chen Chen is the co-author of this study. Well, social media marketing has been widely adopted by various industries, including the industry of flower retailing. However, so far we don't know much about the application status of social media marketing in flower retailing industry. So it inhibits our knowledge and inhibits our capacity for how to improve the marketing efficiency for apply the social media marketing into floral business. So basically on this reason, this study is the address for this. So social media marketing is defined as a marketing approach involving any social media channel to facilitate promotions or sales. And it's developed based on the technology of Web 2.0. So it has something different from traditional communication media. Like, for instance, consumer, companies, they can communicate with consumers with a social media page, and the consumers can communicate back to that page. So social media and the consumers, they also can interact on that page with another consumers. So social media, it allows the companies, consumers, and another consumers to interact together. So due to the interaction, there's a social network in the environment of social media. So it brings the advantage of viral marketing for the consumer communication. So in that environment, the information and the word of mouth, they can be spread and can be transmitted very fast and very directly. And most of companies, they adopt social media into their marketing for the following reasons. Like to provide information to consumers or to increase interaction with consumers, or they use social media to build a customer relationship or to increase their brand image or to find new customers, or they use social media to collect consumer information due to the back-end information technology of social media. And now let's look at the adoption rate of social media marketing in the florist industry. So far, I cannot find the data for the global average regarding the adoption rate of social media for the floral marketing, but I do have the data for the U.S. From the PP company, the adoption from the PP company's marketing survey, the adoption rate is about 39 to 61, and the average is about 45. And some florists, they use the social media at a more advanced level, like 1-800-Florist.com. They use social media not just as a platform to communicate with consumers, but also as a virtual store that consumers, they can buy their products from the platform, or they can collect a consumer's information from that social media page. Well, even though social media already widely adopted by the floral industry, but there's only few studies work on this related topic. However, those previous studies, they provide us very valuable information for our understanding about the application status of social media in the floral industry. Like Irene et al., they found that they explore what kind of business information is preferred by consumers from the florist FB page. And the PP company, they measure the adoption rate by the of social media by the floral industry. And they also found the application of social media, they can positively increase the revenue of florists. And you at all, they also explore that Facebook page posts and activities they preferred by the consumers. And I and my colleague, we explore the typology of our florist Facebook posts and what kind of posts were preferred by those consumers in terms of the numbers of likes and comments and shares. And due to some efficiency in the previous study in the related topics, this study is addressed for this. And in this study, we intended to explore the motivations and the administration strategy and the perceived performance and the perceived barriers that regarding the social media adoption for the florist. Well, to approach the study objectives, I take the application of FB between the florists in Taiwan as the example. And FB is the most active social media platform from the perspective of global social media landscape. It's also the most active one in Taiwan. It shares 77% of the marketing, it shares 77% of the internet users. Compared to US, it shares 72%. So it's a very active one. And this study is a qualitative study. I take the depth interview approach to interview the florists in Taiwan. Well, our sample, they are very valid for the study objectives because social media has become part of people's life in Taiwan. And for 75% of Taiwanese citizens, they have a Facebook accounts, and 81% internet users in Taiwan, they tend to search for word of mouth information before they purchase a product. To find the appropriate example, we check out the flower shop registered in the main cities of Taiwan from a government system, and we find there are 166 flower shops were registered. We then check these 166 flower shops on the Facebook, and we found there are 57 shops they have created a Facebook page on the FB. So we invite those 57 flower shop owners to give the interview. And finally, 14 flower shop owners, they accept our invitation. And we interview them with a series of questions. Those questions are mainly about the basic information of those flower shops and about the motivation and their management strategy and the benefits they perceived after for adopting social media into their marketing, into their business, and the barriers they perceived. Well, this comes to our results, and I will introduce our results one by one. Well, our owner's age is ranged from 25 to 55 years old, and they have their flower shop business about several months to 40 years. And most of them are in small business scales, so most of them hire 1 to 2 of full-time labor. Well, they use social media almost immediately after they have started their business, or immediately after they the FB company have launched their FB page. And most of them, they manage their FB page by their own, or they have their family to help. Well, and why our florists, they adopt FB into their business based on following reasons. Well, because they think FB is a consumer trend, and most consumers, they use FB to communicate. So they need to follow up this trend, otherwise the consumers will pay negative perception to them. And they also want to use the social media to increase their advertising exposures. Or they want to, our florists, they also like to photo their floral design works and post those works on their FB because they think that those pictures can communicate their professionals to their consumers. So later, and they also want to use it to increase their customer relationship or to increase their cost effectiveness in advertising. So that's why our florists, they adopt the FB into their business. And our 50% of our florists, they buy FB advertising to increase their advertising reach. And they also try to increase the quality of their post to increase more visitors to come to their FB page. And mostly they observe the current trends and the users' preference to create their post. And they also seek a strategic alliance with other companies with tech sharing. And they also try to effectively link their online visitors to the offline, to visit their offline stores. Because they found that on the FB page, consumers like to leave questions there. And they try to answer that. But they found that it's very time consuming. Because from question to purchase, the duration can be last for 1 to 2 months. So they kind of very time consuming for those florists. So if they found some questions in there, they will try to persuade those visitors come to their overnight stores. And they come to the overnight stores, they can see their products more directly and they can be communicated more into details. And the most salient benefits perceived by our florists is the new customer development. By their data, 70% to 80% of new customers, they come from florists FB visitors. And the second one is to increase the brand image. Well, the most the barriers for adopting FB page into their business is most of the florists, they feel they don't have a sufficient time or labor to run their FB page. And the other problem is low consumer engagement and the risk of being, because they like to post their floral design on their FB, so sometimes they feel their idea in the floral design can be stolen by other florists. So in this study, we explore the motivations and the adoption strategy and the advantages and the disadvantages for adopting FB into the floral business. Is time out? Okay, thank you. From our findings, we find that the main problems so far for adopting FB into the floral business. The first one is most of the florists, they have not yet fully used the FB, the business intelligence function of FB into their business. And the second one is they don't know how to increase consumers' engagement into their FB page. So from our study, we leave three questions for the continuing education. The first one is what is social media marketing? And what problem happened to the application of social media marketing for the florists? And the third one is what are the key points for the florists to work on in the future to improve their performance in the social media marketing? And that's all about my presentation. And thank you for your listening. And any question about my presentation?